Berkshire Health Systems announced Thursday that it is cutting back the hours on its COVID-19 hotline. The company operates the county's primary hospital, Berkshire Medical Center in Pittsfield, and other healthcare facilities throughout the area. Director of Media Relations Michael Leary tells WAMC that the move comes as BHS sees a flattening of the coronavirus curve in western Massachusetts.
When we initially started this call line back in early to mid-March, as the COVID-19 pandemic was really beginning to take hold in the Berkshires, the call line was established to run 12 hours a day, which was 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., 7 days a week. In the middle of April, we cut that back to 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., continuing 7 days a week because the numbers had dropped somewhat in the volume of calls that we had been receiving. And effective on Sunday, May 17th, our hours will drop a little bit more again, continuing 7 days a week, but will be open from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m.
What does this reduction mean, and what data called for this change to happen?
Well, when we started this again, it was at a time when COVID was certainly more prevalent in our community. The numbers that we have seen over the past several weeks have indicated, and we're cautiously optimistic about this, that we have flattened the curve significantly, and the number of positive cases has gone down significantly. We're continuing to do a pretty good extensive amount of testing, but our positive numbers have dropped significantly over the past several weeks. So the beauty of the call line is that as the number of calls drop, we can adjust to these types of hours. But if for some reason there is another surge, and nobody is ever ruling that out, this is an illness that has certainly been unpredictable at times, that we would have a fairly quick response to be able to re-expand the hours if need be.
As far as drive-up testing, does that affect the availability of that service for folks in the county?
Drive-up testing, we had cut back the number of hours on that some time ago to stop testing on part of the weekend. I believe we're only testing on Saturdays now and not Sundays. We're still testing Monday through Friday, though the hours are from sometime in the morning until early afternoon, I believe, right now, whereas initially those hours were much greater. You know, drive-through testing is also dependent on supplies, and the testing supplies and the testing kits are still somewhat in short supply across Berkshire County and across the state of Massachusetts. So we're doing as much testing as we possibly can. It should be noted that since the beginning of this pandemic at Berkshire Health Systems, we have tested over 5,600 people. The positive test results of that are only 445, negatives close to 4,900, and we're still have about 300 tests pending as these tests go to the labs over in the eastern half of the state and can take about 48 hours for us to get a result.
At first blush, it sounds like a decreased number of calls coming in sounds like an optimistic tone for BHS and the county's relationship to the pandemic. How would you characterize the company's stance on the pandemic at this point in mid-May?
Well, as I said, we're being very cautiously optimistic that we have seen a flattening of the curve. We currently only have three inpatients at Berkshire Medical Center who are COVID positive. That number was as high as around 30 in March during the height of this pandemic locally. So we've seen our numbers drop significantly, and we're very hopeful, but again, very cautiously hopeful, that we're at a point where we have been able to flatten the curve. Keep in mind that Berkshire County was among the first sections of Massachusetts to see positive COVID patients. And as a result, we think that we may be ahead of the curve of some of the other sections of the state, such as the eastern half of the state.
There's been a lot of conversation about access to supplies at BHS. You mentioned a minute ago that the testing supplies are still somewhat hard to come by. As far as PPE, which has come up a lot in conversations around the hospital and its staff, what's the status there?
There are still the key segment of personal protective equipment, which is the N95 mask, which is kind of the top of the line masking for our frontline staff, is still in a very short supply nationwide. We have been told by 3M, which is our provider of medically certified and standardized certified masks, that the small versions of that mask, which are very popular among our staff, we're not anticipating another order of that to come from 3M for another 6 weeks. So we are continuing to reutilize the N95 masks as much as we can, and appropriately so, using decontamination procedures to maintain our safety of our staff.
I've heard from a lot of first responders that they have been getting less calls to go to the hospital because of their fear of contracting COVID-19. Has BHS seen a concurrent drop in folks coming into the hospital on your end?
We did see for a very significant period of time from the height of this pandemic to date to a few weeks ago, where our normal volume of inpatients was somewhat significantly lower than what we've had. Traditionally, we usually hover around 200 inpatients on any given day or week, and we were at one point down to like 150 was our average. And that has since gone up to around the 175 to 180 mark. So we think people are starting to come around. What we want people to know is that if you have heart disease, if you are at high risk for something like a stroke, if you have diabetes or other chronic illnesses, we're asking you not to delay the care that you should be receiving. And certainly if you have any symptoms or any signs of a heart attack or a stroke, you should immediately call 911 and get to an emergency room. It is unfortunate. It's not just here in Berkshire County, but nationwide we're hearing a great deal of stories from hospitals who are reporting that people are putting off needed care, putting off their symptomology based on fear. Unfortunately, that fear is in my mind not realistic, but I understand it certainly. But, you know, our facilities are safe, they're clean, they are well managed. We do regular cleaning every day through our cleaning ambassadors. Our people are wearing the appropriate personal protective equipment, and we want to make sure that people who need care get care. As we have said fairly often, you know, during the course of this pandemic, we have not cured any diseases. We have not cured heart disease. We have not cured stroke or diabetes or any others.
Is BHS prepared for an influx of patients for other illnesses who may be even putting off those concerns and not going to the hospital once some kind of normalcy is established with the COVID-19 pandemic?
Oh, absolutely. Our staff is ready. Our physicians and our nurses and all of our other staff and our support staff are ready to provide care right now as needed. We've maintained that readiness throughout the pandemic, and we are hoping that, again, if you are experiencing any kind of illness or symptoms, please do not put off your visit either to your physician or, if it's an emergent nature, please get to an emergency room. We are ready and here to care for you.